You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Joined on the line by Crystal Alderson, Southern Africa editor of the Africa Report. Crystal, good morning. Some more concern about what's happening in Mozambique, this time from the US and the UK.
Good morning, Gugs. Indeed, we know that there's been an Islamist group attacking people and quite vicious attacks. So now we see, for instance, the US and the UK issuing those travel alerts against their citizens traveling to the Northeast. But I do think that even security analysts are quite concerned about what's happening in that Northeast part of the country. Now, a few weeks ago, at least 10 people were beheaded, including young children. And this is the area near the Tanzanian border, Cabo Delgado province. It's also the place where a large, we're talking about untapped gas fields, and we're talking of just simply the untapped gas field cooks that's going to change the face of Mozambique. But of course, I mean, the insecurity in the province is, of course, causing major concern. So one oil company said the security situation was part of the reason it has sought an extension from the Mozambican government. Now, it's quite, I mean, it's quite interesting because 18% of Mozambicans, of the 30 million Mozambicans are Muslim. And, of course, there's always been peace between Christians and Muslims. But I think since this first jihadi attack, which took place in October 2017, the government has been reluctant to say and to point the finger to the Islamists. But the fact is, this is ongoing. And, of course, we're talking about, is this another a resource curse? Because, of course, people are feeling quite marginalized. They feel that the economic boom is not benefiting them. So that could be part of this, you know, the sort of drive to Islamists and the attacks on innocent people. And I think also the reality is that because the province is so far away from central government in Maputo, there's really, one gets the sense, and even security experts are confirming it, that the government and the police simply do not know what to do with these attacks and how to actually deal with the situation on the ground, folks.
And then in Angola, we are seeing some movements in the public sector. Salaries of thousands of public sector workers have been suspended.
Yes, Cook. Can you imagine since April, 64,000 workers in the public sector have not been getting paid? They heard from the national TV that their salaries were being suspended due to the lack of administrative documents, and those who refuse to work face disciplinary procedures. So, of course, thousands of people have simply gone to work. Now, we now see the International Trade Union Confederation stepping in, calling for the government to reverse the decision to enter into talks with the main trade union movement. Because, of course, they're saying that workers have submitted the documents that government has asked, and it's simply unacceptable, and it's causing hardships for thousands of families. And there's been no consultation with the government or the unions, which, of course, is causing just absolute confusion. And the unions are saying that government is also violating the International Labour Organization convention that they've signed. And they've really asked that the Angolan government start negotiating with unions to resolve the issue of non-payment. So imagine, folks, in South Africa, 64,000 public sector workers would not have been paid since April. Total chaos. So that's the situation in Angola.
Thank you very much for that. That's Crystal Alderson, the South Africa editor of the Africa Report.